And welcome back to Boating on the Hudson Radio. I'm your first mate, Randy, in the studio today. It's our favorite cook. Could we call you a chef? You're not a chef. You're
I am not a chef. I'm a cook. A chef is someone who is classically trained.
Okay.
That's a accolade that I do not deserve. I am a home-style cook.
You're a homebody cook.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Now, we were talking about, what are we going to talk about this week? And you had a couple great ideas, but then you were talking about some pulled pork that you made, and I said, hey, stop, let's do that.
I know. I did that this week. It was a long-time goal that I wanted to do. Living in Georgia for 3 years just completely addicted me to Southern food. Mm. Chicken and dumplings, chicken fried steak, and pulled pork sandwiches. Oh, goodness me. I actually was just at NASCAR last week, and they have a lot of pulled pork sandwiches, and I got to sample a bunch, and I came home with the bug. I had to try it for myself.
Is this a recipe you had, or is this something you just made up?
Well, I kind of have a basic idea of how to do it just by being around it and seeing it. But I went online to look some stuff up, and it was amazing. There were recipes that were as detailed as get a smoker with charcoals and wood and smoke it for 6 hours and then steam it. And too much f***ing work.
Yeah.
I really wanted it, but it wasn't worth that much to me. So I actually decided that my crock pot would be a really great way to try it.
Mm-hmm.
And I really kind of winged it, honestly. I had a basic idea of what I wanted. And after looking up a bunch of different recipes, I figured, let me combine it and see what I can do. It turned out that it's really in the rub. I thought it was in the sauce.
Yeah, I thought it was the sauce and the simmer, but you're telling me it's the rub.
It is the rub. I started with a full pulled pork shoulder, which, by the way, you can buy whole in the supermarket, and they're not expensive.
Oh, really?
This thing was huge. It was $9.
Wow.
And it's fed us all week.
Gee.
You have to make sure that you have a crock pot big enough. But absolutely, it fit. I did pay attention to that when I was shopping.
Okay.
Because if it doesn't fit, you're screwed.
Right.
The first thing I did was take it over to the meat counter and ask my friendly butcher to remove the skin. I took it home and I started to forage through my cabinets and see what I had. And I used the In My Kitchen rub all over to start for, well, obvious reasons. But I basically took rub all over, which you can break it down to paprika, garlic powder, kosher salt, a little cayenne pepper. Those were the spices that I was playing with. But I also added in dried mustard, a lot of brown sugar. Really the base.
Yeah.
That's where that sweetness comes from. I just made a granulated rub with all of that together. The brown sugar was tricky, though. I don't know if anybody else runs
into it. It gets clumpy?
Yeah, it does. I learned a really good trick from my best friend, Michelle. When you have brown sugar that turns into a rock,
right.
Take a piece of white bread. Wonder is the best. And put it in the container and leave it for a couple of hours.
Really? It just absorbs the moisture?
It makes it moist and pliable. I use rubber gloves because, again, I'm a bit of a princess. But I just rubbed it all over. I got it at any surface that I could find, and I really, really, really packed it on. I started to put everything together, and I figured, well, I do need barbecue sauce. So I went through my refrigerator, and everything that I had that was a half bottle of, I used. But at some point, you have to worry about getting too much liquid.
Okay.
Because the pork does take up a lot of space, which is why I say, really, the rub is the focus.
Mm-hmm.
Once I rubbed it all down, I put it in the crock pot to see how much room I would have left. And I made a little liquid mixture. I did a little bit of cider vinegar.
Huh. Because
it needs that twang.
Right.
I got that one from one of the recipes that I read. I was really, really thankful. And liquid smoke.
You need that smoky flavor.
But I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I really didn't know that. I didn't even know, I'm embarrassed to say it, I didn't even know it existed. It was actually cooking for about 2 or 3 hours. And I was smelling it. I mean, come on, your house smells so good. The kids were coming down. They're like, Mom, when's dinner? Well, according to the crock pot, sweetheart, 6 hours away.
Yeah.
I think the beauty of a crock pot is that, you know, you can set something up even before you go to bed and it can cook through the night.
Yep.
Crock pots today, a lot of them have ceramic linings that you just remove and take out. Once I put in a little bit of cider vinegar and a lot of smoke, I used maybe 2 tablespoons for a 6-quart crock pot. I put in a little bit of ginger ale just to save my sanity and a little bit of beer. I don't know. It works on the brisket recipe.
That's weird. But hey, it's Ivy. I meant that in a good, thanks, loving
I
way.
Think. But honestly, I set it on high. It cooked for 8 hours, mm-hmm. and it was amazing. I drained the liquid into a separate container, but I reserved it. Mm-hmm. And it's very easy. I mean, literally, you just shred it out into a bowl. And I took some of the juices, which, by the way, had doubled. And I mixed it up with whatever barbecue sauce I had around left again. I like Cattleman's and I like Kraft.
Kraft is good.
It's the best, right? $1.99. You gotta love it.
Gotta love it.
And basically, I just shredded it and tossed it. And that was it. It was so good. And I felt like I had a lot of flexibility with the seasoning. Mm-hmm. I really stuck with spices that I like, that I know, and that I'm familiar with.
Ivy, thanks so much for joining us on the show. Give out your website.
Well, my website at Ivy's In My Kitchen is www.ivysinmykitchen.com. Ivy's In My Kitchen.
Thanks so much, Ivy. We'll talk to you next week.
See you next week.